speaking about the remembered history of Queenswood Heights, Orleans Village, the general area. And we have guests Fern Casey and Helen and Al Tweddle. Okay, I'd like to find out, first of all, a few people, who's in the funeral office?
Queenswood?
When did you move in here? That's good.
My memory doesn't do that from me. I'm here tonight from the previous point of view, and I'm going to add to you, in terms of memory, my memory is about more than adding up to me, to believe, to play, you know, this is where the horseback fight.
I think the following year, must have been 64, 65.
I'm sure you've just gone through it.
So this, so at that time, you would have been part of United Canada Steps. It wasn't a mission. Yeah, so your taxes and everything were all around.
No, I don't. The following year, the following winter, the government had a special incentive for community works. So we go around. Our body will buy a house for $290,000 down. And that's when they had a big surge. And that's when things were.
When most of the others were.
Most of, yeah, most of the other side is still a major shark man.
Yeah.
And sort of the old part, which is the school, very dark, about 67, 68.
So what kind of services would there be? And obviously, you're driving across the field, so there weren't any roads for the first.
Well, major roads are.
Yeah.
You tried that major rock.
You could.
Well, I mean, when we moved, we didn't was pouring rain.
No, I had a crushed stone driveway. I got to, but it was a road.
As far as the services, like, do you have?
Well, the water and the hydro.
Yeah. How long would it take for the roads? I have to know if it's 67, which is roads.
Yeah, this was 63. But there was still that.
We didn't have a telephone.
We did.
No, that's what we did down in the back. Our next door gave it. No bus.
Nothing.
Well, at that time, I believe Bonnie had the Delta, and he owned the downtown phone system, and he said, that's a good time to get out. That Queenswood is just starting, and he said, I can see the walls are beginning to close in. And he sold it to the rail. It's on that tape, but you know,
so what would there have been if there weren't any recreational facilities? What about schools?
No.
Where did you place those?
Well, we have a garden at school.
No. When they were ready for school, it was still the company. They didn't have any garden extension.
Thank you.
'69, we're going to Gloucester High School. And I just started there that year, we came up with the school year, and the kids from Queensland were very sweet from the boonies.
'69. Yeah, but '68, yeah.
So the school now, how does that fund, is that funded with tax dollars, or do you not?
Well, the current board, you know, they started in '68, it was the last thing, the kids and trustees, when the old school board was there, they owned it.
Yeah, it's the same.
Ross Bradley, Board Chair, first thought, but then it was turned over to the current board.
Okay, so the board must have come in at that time.
Yeah, that's the school.
Well.
Yeah, certainly trying to create extra growth. So then how far did that sort of next boom take it?
So most of the '70s, Alcan came in, and Paul came in, and there was regional sales department, almost as far as we're not, there isn't.
Stop at the end, and then open up, and for a long time.
It was about 1980, you know, it's the houses all in St. George's, from that, that was an interim though.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's not the Galloway in St. George's.
Everyone, yeah, my son is like, on St. George's, to be able to, and he did that in 1981. And at that time, there was, it's all, and there were no houses, and we'd come up to see this house, and we always had it to bring books and stuff, and see, back in front of the car, because you were walking from one way and pull to another. But that went, oh, and that's the issue. The houses were just showing up, like, it was a different game every week, and then on the buses.
Well, the house, it was the commercial sales office. That kind of was pretty free, and that was one of the coolest in George. And we went there, and our house was still being built, just like 2009. The rest of the houses, south of there, were all built now.
Well, '83 was the biggest year.
That was definitely, yeah.
Well, I know when we came here, we used to camp there, which is some of the big up camps, at the camp center. And I recall then thinking about how far it was, and we would make this terrible sacrifice because it's so kids have a place to swim. They had swimming pools, they can camp out. But oh my goodness, it's so far. It's what we'd say to each other, you know, as we go in and out.
Oh, we go shopping.
How far do you go? Is the highway there, 17 miles?
Just to that. I'm gonna be out of the line for a time, it would be interesting. That was, I can remember the first time I came up here. The first year, they, we went to Newport, it wasn't a road, it was just a path. So I guess some kind of construction. So I got my car and walked up there. I suppose, yeah, for the drivers. And then the thing that attracted us really was that there were 60-foot lots, 50-foot lots. Capital houses, capital homes were built, our houses also built. All the lots were the same except one, two lot, one gap. Because it was 60-foot lots, so instead of facing, they could turn it around and like branch stuff. And so that's when we left the big lot. And I remember one of the guys who worked there, actually, they were both in the council. The council at that time wanted to preserve bigger lots, and we were left this year, which they had.
I wish to hear the last council meeting ended, or before that, but I'm not saying you are right now, because we can have a township policy differences. We have a township policy, which is a general, I don't know, 100 small, 100
the single walls.
Yeah.
Came really because there was a little bit of a lot here. Did you have a thought about not the services not being here, or was that sort of a rude awakening?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I mean, he's saying we wanted to. I didn't want to come up here. Yeah, I'm not going to let him say I'm coming without you. I was even drunk.
I was going to say, obviously, you didn't have a second car.
It wouldn't matter. I couldn't have driven it. I never had to drive it. Because it was in the city. No, it didn't have to be in the car. There was no shopping.
What was it called?
The shopping city was the first.
Well, it was a general store.
And it was a general store. It was a general store. Which is, the very store now is, Tivoli.
So what was in the remains?
Well, Tivoli.
Oh, the hotel.
The store.
Yeah. And the hotel.
The hotel, church.
And that was the church.
Hotel.
Hotel. No, and where Scott's, the giant tiger was, is a wall now. Not very good, but it's a wall now. It wasn't much, you know, maybe it was just people. But I mean, anytime, never see anything from traffic. Two cannons through the street, two minutes. I mean, there just wasn't.
Yeah, it was not here.
I mean, people here, but it wasn't.
So what did the village do?
It was very well the same.
Yeah, and I think it wasn't the one that they were doing.
It's like a model there. Oh, one person.
Yeah, I didn't hear it quite long ago.
Yeah, we were, it's funny because somebody was telling me when I took it, he came home, they hadn't been in here too long, and he came home one night late from working, and Katie said to him, I don't know what, one of his sons, he said, he's the type of kid that was forever crying, he's like, forever, he's like, he's the little old man, he's not the one. And Kay said, I don't want to drive home, I just threw it up on top of the fridge, so when you get a chance, take a look. And he took a look on top of the fridge, it's a sticker, isn't it? The kid. So he said, this kid, and the kid had been hitting the end of something to try and get it open. And it was starting to sweat on the center. Yeah, so he took the child and said, okay, show me where to drop this. And it was a basin. He took him to this basin that was just in the process of being built. It must have been there. And it was all there. They were having a glass of it. When he talked, he phoned the parent, phoned the OPP. And when the OPP arrived, he sort of handed the cop this sticker down and said, okay, it's a DVD site. You stuck there over here. Just take that there and give it to him. No one wants to do it. And the cop said, well, what is it? He said, it's dialogue. He said the road was all wet and hot.
Yes.
He said the cop went under there 2 miles an hour. Oh dear.
They had problems with one of the other buildings. One back, two back. Three spaces. Not three spaces. It was three or four.
Well, we got it from home. Actually, there were a lot of problems with the survey that was done as well.
Yeah.
Well, their house is built on fire, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they're it was the field behind us was down.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
There are a couple of them.
One of them. It's coming in and saying, they big monster in the
back there.
Yeah, we have a record association. just mainly because it was not too interested.
Well, I guess at that point, we were just missing. We still need it more than just something called.
Well, we moved here in 74, but Queenswood came in 74. And I remember just you, I think you went around and kind of canvas for people to come into the whole group. And then I think, we did not Queenswood. Yeah, we did not Queenswood Heights. Queenswood Crescent. And I remember, I'm sure I remember.
That's the same.
So what, so the homeowners associations were talking about in the law?
'66, it kind of took off about doing more than just meeting and saying she could do something.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it was a meeting.
And there was more people, so it was a meeting, doing more.
'67, they. Any of the.
Off the highway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, that was a real interesting, you know, we had fun doing that, and we had fun doing this study probably.
Good, guys. So do you have fire protection or room design?
Do you buy it?
We buy it from Boston.
So when you say we bought it, we built it this town?
Yes.
Yeah, but Christmas thing is, there were some points where literally your house was on fire and firemen from two different fire stations and they were getting on the job.
You know, like actually, we were in the fire department that often.
Yeah.
You might want to retire it. We did all these rounds. The first year we did the parks. 79, the B park. So we held all the equipment. The first year we did the grass off. He was there. A few days later, there was a big fire back in the woods. We back in there, fire for us. But we did a lot of this around.
Didn't say.
I
foot caught in the toilet.
Only has different holidays, maybe.
Has changed sizes.
It used to get over 100.
It's like, it wasn't even digging, so it's being more like that.
So when is sort of the community spirit developed as a homeowners association group?
I think it's always.
We have common problems.
Mostly.
We're all fighting the common township to do this for sure. Stop using our taxes to lower taxes, you know, services. There's always that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Really?
That's true.
Yeah. You know, but we all have that.
So when did Nate get there?
Well, Nate was 15 years old. Before Nate there, we had, in Carnival, we had a playground committee, something like that. It was just a special company. When they were developing some town, the green part, it was all the needs. And it got together with all the young kids and the golden, and the ones, and the parents, and the parents, and the parents, and the parents, and the parents. Just a little playground program. That we had for the kids, so, you know, I love that much.
churches start to go?
No. Yeah, I guess in this building is like 69 to 10. Archie Nancy will come in the village. Yeah, we had it going. Not for all the yards.
We should have church up there.
We all agreed. There's no way to have a church, but we all agreed we should have a church. We actually started with Bible study at home. And school was,
I think it was just a handful of people in this district, but it was.
differences for the dog.
I think they knew that.
Yeah, goes through the same experiences.
Yeah, the same experience.
Except the standards.
That is open, I have services.
Yeah.
No, the standards are what they buy.
Oh, yeah.
Like we bought, you know, we had gravel and.
Ditches.
Ditches. And it was all out of cheap.
Yeah.
Overhead wires. You get one service.
Yeah.
Well, summer, it's gonna say.
Yes.
Oh, he's, no, but it goes year round, even with the summer service.
Well, we see one of the things, for example, one of the differences is that in the economic area, the developer has to pay off the curbing, that's part of one. Township requires that, and as well as APAs and finance, and it's a, sure that one would pay, but it pays in a different way.
Yeah, we pay what, 27?
Yeah.
And stones always put in 2 years ago.
So we still have a number of streets in the, heights west of the town, but it still doesn't have an offer.
But as you say, the homeowner is still paying for it, but he pays it in the first initial buyout.
Right, or pays it later in taxes, it's a matter of whether you afford it.
Well, township.
Well, I think it's a charter.
Townships are much more sophisticated than banks.
That's just what I was gonna say, it's a little bit like I said, it's a, an indication of the time.
Yeah. There is.
Say it again.
Standards.
Yeah.
The other thing drives the difference, but I think it's important, parks.
Yeah.
For being parks, and our salaries, the hills, and it was the field, the condition of the school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we spent, we had that either, whether it's certain, probably less than 20% of what we spent in your part.
Yeah.
But there's still some of that in our township, you know, because even the top offs, and I know that that's not the same amount of work and time, but, and effort and all that, but still, volunteer work, and you have to move all the area to top offs and that. And then, for I don't know how many beautiful Sundays when some of the neighbors were concentrating on putting flowers in and doing fences up, other neighbors were in the top off area of the building, the
park, and
couldn't place their yourself and stuff like that. I think that's for the entire summer.
Yeah, same with when they walk, they just still put a place for it, it's the same way, volunteer effort as well as some money.
But the association had a choice of buying one set place voucher and having the labor paid for, or else they volunteer to buy two sets of place voucher.
Well, the other thing is different too, is you don't have that.
Yeah.
And that must be built.
Well, that's been pretty much the same through, you know, every part of the township has sort of developed their own recreation facilities, and they end up turning more to the municipality as a group.
But, actually, Hank was involved in this, we ran a couple surveys on the community base. Why not start this? Hire a consultant.
Yeah.
But we ran through our own surveys, which were, of course, good as well, professional, natural questions. But I think the thing that made it deep was that, you know, we asked people what they did, what their kids did, what they were involved in. I think, in 76, we hired a big one. Some people complain about it, not the community, but there were a lot of people involved, you know, that sports organizations and all the rest. There was about one in four, I think, involved in something.
Yeah, and if they're not involved in baseball, they're involved in skates, or they're not involved in skates, or church.
Yeah. And some people were involved in both places.
Kathleen has a vision card, and I'm also set credit card. Buddy art.
I have those too.
But it's very true, and I don't know whether that's just symbolic of this particular township or whether it's the same everywhere, but I don't know. Most people you talk to are so busy.
Oh, I think it's a huge. Yeah, I find certainly I don't care to what before, and it certainly wasn't community agency. I know a person who felt like coming up in the individual, because I can say that's probably got the credit for this, but you know, you just being out there, you know, and it seems to go that way. But, and there was some community agency, but I find in the township, you know, this community agency is very different. You gotta feel it.
So this is very dependent.
It's not pride, it's a long-term, long-term. And a lot more people involved, I found that, again, to compare, you know, who are the folks who are in that, people who are in that, and the person does get involved, it's super important, because there's a lot more.
When did the Bonneville Association start up? Shortly after the announcement of the movement?
Yeah, right, and a couple of people.
What's the darn post?
And actually, Dick was actually worked in this area, so we didn't see it.
We had still, when he moved over, he came to recreation meeting, and that recreation meeting. It's not the one.
Wait, so they're there, so.
Yeah, yes, he did.
There's been a lot of sort of networking across.
Yes.
Oh, we knew what problems they were moving down to. Don't expect it all either.
Actually, the first meeting, if you were at, like, weren't you on? Very first meeting in one of the halls, and you had that term basically going over in terms of breakfast, and I think in the end, we probably almost were probably, but we didn't hear.
Plus a lot of people.
That's true. Peter McNamara was the first president, and he came.
Yeah. Oh, we don't study in the matter. I don't know a lot of people who are interested in Smith at all.
Yeah.
And even in Clark Brooks, too. So people must be happy with the country, so.
That's another thing about the country. You can go for a drive any Sunday, and you'll discover some form of the table to the plenty of belief, and, you know,
The Cumberland one, it was interesting because I had always seen this house just north of Cumberland, down in Beckett's Creek. And I never realized which house this was. It's the Galloway house with that child was a new boy this time. So, the one who was this was really had a presence in theory now, that was it.
Very busy, so they're in the house, you know.
Actually,
But it was, I had to tell you that came up as an issue, it was a series of events that sometimes, so much, understand.
Yes.
How that evolved.
Well, it's.
You know, you're going to have to, and was not near.
Well, the one thing that's kind of interesting with these folks is that I asked them to work on one particular aspect of it, and that was the hospital fire. Because the one thing the historical society is able to do with the oral histories is to take and keep those tapes confidential. You can interview somebody and sign a release that says this tape is going to be sealed for 25 years and come out of death or whatever. So there is a facility to pass on that kind of information and hold it in the future. Things that were controversial to get people's opinions, whereas otherwise they might be afraid to tell them who they thought or that sort of thing. So that's really one thing. This is what I asked them to be constant as far as this and these are not just saying.
They said they know that.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Were there any sort of tragedies like that in Queens Lake when it first established? Talk about the landslide.
Yeah. Well, there was the Nuns. The Nuns thing.
Anything else? Any tragedies?
Mm-hmm.
It was always, you know, radio and don't check all your kids' stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's recent.
The only incident that I remember is from, where's that right? Here off the Jones River. At that time, it was at the end of the year. And his friends came down and started in the water. Where's that right? Child, one of the teenage friends over her, that was the only incident that we called.
And I'm way of us. I'm all with rescue that. That kid from the down in the ditch. Yeah, I'm deported.
Really?
No, I can storm my council.
There are ditches.
I'm not happy about it.
We had original petitions about that time, killing the ditches.
And they ignored it and then this happened.
No, that's when you get into the controversies because people on Facebook are, we had 66% silence, which are more. And people, some people on Facebook are protesting.
Turning around. 10 years later.
Particularly around me off.
Times what we would have paid then.
Particularly around me off because, well, 3 years later, concerned about their houses sliding in the lead. And that's the township, the lead of the block, the lead of the right down there. Then the land was, just like a gentleman.
But we all had to pay for it. Deep ditches.
Yeah.
And in 75, we had a lot of rain one year. That's
Kind
of block, no support. Can't get the water to go over the place. Okay?
That one?
Yeah. And that's, that's our first day.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah, Chuck.
Well, no, so would Paul have been before?
No, no, Paul, no, Paul's been here a while now.
10 years.
Yeah, he'll be over there, he must have gone by at the same time. Well, we're talking 68, but that hasn't been a year, but I don't know that should be a year. Now he's 68.
Yeah.
I guess the biggest thing that we first pursue is that.
Something of our own.
And that could actually be a community center.
Yeah.
And the sign that we were growing, because we were, well, 63, 10, and 70, if you don't know the room, but in all that time, you see the.
Last week.
Sitting there, nothing is happening. Because we're just in the tool of that board for the rest of our lives, kind of thing. You know, it's being.
Actually, it's worse.
But this goal, this center, is this.
Well, when you moved out, how many people have been lost?
You know, all the nation.
You need to say the thing.
Oh, yeah, I think it's very lucky. It was nice.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah.
When it started to go.
I
did, yeah.
It was like a small thing.
Mind you, things are made to really come and go in the future.
Lots of things.
But there's a lot we can do also.
This is starting.
You know, pulling current.
Our street is.
Our street actually, most of the lot, at least half of it is still.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Pretty good.
It almost seems like the ones that move out for certain houses.
Yes.
Yeah. And not where dark is.
Yeah, that's true. And beauty solutions, always a few houses. I'm going to start making one across the street. You're always just.
Yeah, like on the other side of the 63. This was where I was saying.
Often it's the job of the person speaking.
Yeah.
Well, Murphy. He started at this time.
Started at that time.
When did that start?
That was 68.
That was very tight, I would say.
Yeah.
But the community newspaper.
He was together when he started to grow. The home was together in the home back to 1970. He decided that they can't handle it. And up until then, he had bought the estate. Not yet, but what they wanted to do was incorporate into your career with Murray Stevens.
Yeah, well, Murray Stevens is the head student.
They protested, he did that inside. Yes, their newspapers.
It's long, you know?
Yeah, it's in the community, that's right there.
I think the last.
We've grown larger, we're still together in a lot of ways, because we do have an insurance.
I wish it's in there.
Yeah, and we have things like that.
Well, first, there was one thought that the township had a population center that we used by, I think, because they hired some students. The population survey, but the number of comments that were on that, they think it's a very small community.
Actually, I find that that comment shows up when we're talking about interface, comfort, and to the ourselves. So
hard to get them.
Oh, I mean, you can't find that in a lot of, you know, in the...
Yeah. To show you that, that's the field. That's the field of our group.
Oh, yeah. That's the same view. I know. Well, we're facing the same view, we need to all have them, that's true. Basement.
We'll see you again.
Yes, this spring, and eight, two, maybe a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
So does my day not matter?
Yeah.
You're ready.
Well, thanks for coming, Karen.
Okay, well, I really enjoyed being here, I enjoyed this.
Can we persuade you to talk to us up to the rest of the council?
Yes.
All of your members?
We need bodies to speak.
Would you have a plan for...
Will we stick together for areas, or just gather?
Maybe I need to find a place to get our own issues. The lady who's doing that was in charge, and she decided to leave us. Well, what does it make her plan, and she was able to say, we're sort of going, there's so much to do, really, because there are different things in historical society. When we first started out, we took Bristol Board, and we said, okay, what, because we had about 20 people, I think, at this meeting, what do you want us to do? And there were so many things that we can do, and without duplicating anything that the museum's doing, or without duplicating anything that Monica has to do, there's tremendous amount of archival material that we can gather, and the museum doesn't have, and the advantage that we have is that we can catalog and process that material, so people can use the research. Whether they want to write history of the town, or they write modular and family history. Then the oral histories are something else that we felt that was important to do, particularly in the rural area, where there's so many older residents, the senior residents are dying, and a lot of them, families have been here 3 or 4 generations. So that was important to record. But also to try and look at from the perspective of what happened yesterday, as opposed to, you know, to try and catch up some things as well. And what we tried to do by starting to go around the community and go to the different centers and sort of take the historical society then and sort of present this to people. It's okay, what are your thoughts? What do you want to expect from history? And what's ended up happening is that we've developed a base for each community that we've gone to. You know, somebody who's doing their own histories now from Queens of Heights can listen to the story. And we've got a good system to this tape to make. They could take information that's on the tape and say, okay, so-and-so was mentioned. They would be a good one to interview about scouts, for instance, talking at some meeting and to town. So it's sort of doing that. But as far as what other things the historical society gets into, there are so many options being thrown at us that we're just getting exhausted from trying to sort of cover the basics. People want a newsletter, they want publications. The museum would like to see us write some publications and sell them to the museum. That's a big...
Is there any way, is there students that...
Part of the problem is, in order to be eligible for grants, we have to incorporate it. So that's...
That shouldn't be that.
No, we're in the process of doing that right now.
If we incorporate it, then we know when, in 2 weeks, that the trend of May, it came back and we incorporated it.
Yeah, but we're incorporating through the Ontario Historical Society. Part of it is that we had to get our name approved by resolution council.
That's the biggest part of it.
So once that's through tomorrow night, the checks already signed, the applications all filled, it'll all go off, and we'll come incorporate them in the Ontario Historical Society. So, and then, yes, there are grants that are available, and quite, you know, there's substantial grants as far as I'm concerned. I went down and visited the Ontario Historical Society, actually, and did a lot of research there. It depends on, like, I'd like to ultimately see an executive where we have somebody who's interested in doing archival research and has a team of people under them who are interested in doing that as volunteers, going to the archives and do census returns and all that stuff. And bring it back to us. Somebody else is interested in learning their own histories and how volunteers were, if you can be doing your own histories, have a list and say, okay, today I'm going to go see someone. We have the guidelines for your own histories, we have the questionnaires, we know how to proceed. There's a lot of legal ramifications and things too that we've discovered and worked through all of that stuff. We've initiated the training, we've got it all ready to go. It's just basically helping the laws to get everybody, it's the same that everybody else, you know. There's so many women returning to work, there's just not people available to do this kind of stuff.
A lot of people are interested in the hires.
Yeah, that's part of it. And we've been recruiting fairly actively to help support it. There's a lot of people in this, so this is why, basically what we have to do in the next year is really sort of put ourselves out in front of the people, the public is here, this is what we can do for you. Help us out. But in the meantime, if we can gather as much as we can of the information we have to make on some of these places.
We've got lots of stuff there.
Yeah. Well, all of that sort of thing is important. I know Verna's the historian for the Tweeds yearbook, the WI. And I was talking to the WI, it was in the Chickens Keep on the Yearbook, but they hadn't thought that. Like histories of the local Lions Clubs, for instance, when they chucked up the charter and did the charter prison. It sounds kind of silly, but that's the history you tend to tell. Yeah. Whatever articles appear in the local papers. Yeah.
I'm going to research the cheaper than
the local cap right now. Yeah. I started a scrapbook in 1940.
Until what it's on.
Anything that I have fire.
And the verse?
When you were born, yeah. You had fire, you could die, you could get whatever.
Yeah. Well, we all need a building.
So was born. I didn't kids say that? I love the wall. My first book is I don't get, I don't get cheating.
Yeah.
It's so it's sort of all mixed up.
Yeah.
But the other thing,
yeah.
I'm still kidding. We find, we found people like Vernon. I went and talked to Evans Rickard, who is one of the family families in ours, this family. And we got all those articles from the Citizen in history that had been written in ours years and years, in the 30s. Histories that were written down in that no one could read. All right. Because I've been all about ours and I've been all coming up as first. Yeah. Well, cool. I think we thought of the book to land, and there's what, three pictures of various houses on the wall, and I thought they must have had the rest of it. They didn't have any. So Peter was saying that, and so will you please put a notice in the communique that we'd like that kind of stuff, especially if he's thinking the new town hall, But it's all public. Who knows where it is anymore? It could be anywhere. Doug, Hayes, at the last meeting, was saying that his family had come from Carpenter, was saying that one of the first museum board meetings they held down, they were putting, do you know this person at the Nam Fair? And one of the fellows on the museum board said, well, I've got a photograph of Alan Holm that I picked up at the Stitzel. He might remember it, but just forgot it was destroyed. So Mr. Hayes, I guess the Yale Hayes, comes walking by and says, it's my man. I got this from the Stittsville flea market. My family came from Carp, and that's my uncle there. This is my cousin's own soul.
What was the original settler?
Here.
Not just me.
My mates, or?
No.
The bears.
Yeah, okay, but I know that. But for what reason did they come? Well, you always say who they are.
Yeah.
You never say why they came.
Some of them were Captain Petrie got a land grant. He was living as a mercenary or whatever.
I noticed something. I was looking through the Crown Grant. He got Crown Grants somewhere in the Russell area. There's about one or two pages of him coming to township. So he must have started out there and then moved.
A lot of people from Cumberland were in Austin first and just sort of moved along. But basically what happened with a lot of the Francophone families, they were here before. You look at history of this municipality, it's really no different from the history of anywhere else in Canada, in that there were a lot of Francophones settled here before the English came, and the written history didn't start until the English families came. So there's a real ethnic bias there that's rather unfortunate. You talk to any of the Clarus for these communities here, how many generations? And the thing was, they ran out of land in Quebec and you just followed along the river. It wasn't surveyed or anything else. Sure. You know, John Wells, his family's been here from the earliest.
And when Cumberland came in 1970,
he actually did an answer. So his dad was a shooting.
But he was come up from the other way.
Pretty well, yeah. They would have come, he might have heard Wells, so he sent it around the place.
Exactly. Yeah. Longueuil. Came up from Longueuil, which is going down now. Okay.
Do you ever read these articles that were in the paper and covered in the village? I'm sorry, I don't know. Yeah, this must get to the... So the Ottawa Public Library has got 1950s.
So I think that's... I don't know, every level, the English want to know about the theory of you know, why they think, rather than just naming it.
Well, that's because the British had plans to settle them.
Yeah.
It's something that the men had purchased, and they paid a very minimal sum to these guys, and they would have blankets and so much.
For people in the Royal Academy of Humanities, He was sort of the second lieutenant, he had Gloucester.
You knew Gloucester, did you?
Carlton, who was a surgeon. Russell was a surgeon. Jordan did the, he's a bit of a swine. Well, you again, Bevers. There were a lot of them. If you look at the earliest recount of land, it's divided, it wasn't given to the settlers, homes that grew up, and it, well, it was given big, huge chunks, like 1,000 acre tracts, and then there was a lot of, it was a lot of political communication, that's what we needed back then, and even how the land was divided up, John Lowell was mentioning that, when his grandfather met on the road, remember, he's, this fellow was saying, well, I'm going to go and register this piece of land, I just, taking over, and John Lowell's grandfather moved in, well, he just registered himself, so he said, well, you go right ahead. He was on his way back from Russell, he already registered.
But his, Peter Russell, he was acting governor after Sinclair left, and for the next 3 years later, and well, you want this piece of land, you go, cousin, so it's something, you know, he didn't have any kids, you know, he really made a killing, and given that,
yeah, with our family too, there was a very large land grant on his farm's river that went to Dale Alexander Grant. And he was tied in with the senior at Terre Lunge, the same way, you know, part of the Chateau Club of Montreal. The same type of thing, huge, huge tracts of land, thousands and thousands of acres given up to that. But, and of course, with the Ottawa and the Irish settlers.
But generally, Ontario was pretty late.
Yeah.
In developing.
Well, particularly the Ottawa Valley, it's much later than Niagara Peninsula, for instance, it was developed in 1700s, but in different ways. Ottawa was later. And that's why so many people really, like, their family, you know, we were here, and the tradition of the forestry, lumbering, and all the rest of it is still virgin territory, a lot of it, within recent memory. Whereas, you know, 1840s in Ireland, also. But particularly, you know, down there, there's more of the Irish settlers. You don't seem to see as many of the Irish in the Cumberland area. The ground now is very Irish, and then such as there might be a Lara, Navan Ira, that's how Navan is named. And that's where this Trim Road comes from, too, like it's proposed to you. No, it's Trim, it's Trim Road.
Yeah, Trim, we managed to come up for the 75th anniversary of our church. Reverend Barrett from Navan Ira.
So where was Trim?
It's just south of Navan Ira.
So the road that goes south of Navan Ira, it's called Trim Road.
That's right.
Just because it happens to those suburbs. So now it's going to be turned all the way down to the ground.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's good. Islands.
Islands, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.